with the increasing requirements on your organization's data centers from cloud initiatives, demanding applications, and enormous amounts of data, it is imperative to make certain you have the infrastructure to maintain the increased demands. With energy costs continuing to rise, now is the time to optimize your resources by implementing a server refresh and consolidation strategy. With a server refresh, you can reduce costs, increase performance and security, and become more energy efficient. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard here with you on this episode of Connection Point. Fortunate to be joined by two guests. Mike Maratta with us, Cisco Data Center Product Sales Specialist, and Sajid Khan, Intel Worldwide Enterprise Segment Manager, part of their data center group. Here today to talk to us and discuss the new Intel Xeon Processor E5 family-based servers from Cisco and how they deliver a noticeable improvement in your data center's ability to handle storage, network virtualization, as well as security demands. Mike and Sajid, thanks for being on board here today. IT departments are constantly being challenged with making certain their organization's infrastructure can meet the demands of the ever-changing workforces, that explosive data growth I talked about that's happening in today's marketplace. Sajid, want to start with you. New announcement from Intel about the Xeon processor family. Give us some details.
Thanks, James. Yeah, Intel recently, as a matter of fact, on September the 10th, announced the next generation of the E5 product line. It's called the Intel Xeon Processor E5 2600 V2 product family. Now, we've put a lot of energy and innovation into this product, and we're very happy to bring it to market.
Let's do this. Let's dive a little bit deeper here. We're not going to cover all the features and benefits, but maybe your top list, you know, your top 3 to 5 benefits, features that folks should be looking at, might be exploring based on hearing about it today.
Sure, absolutely. The platform, as you might expect, comes with a lot of different new features. And we believe that these features are more relevant today to IT than ever before, given all the challenges you alluded to earlier. IT managers, they're always interested in workload performance and responsiveness, and we did deliver a lot with this new product so they can kind of meet the needs of their customers and their end users. The new platform provides 50% more cores, that's up to 12 cores per CPU, and 50% more last-level cache, that's up to 30 megabytes than the previous generation. That comes along with faster memory, additional hardware enhancements that help with things like virtualization. These innovations deliver up to 35% higher performance on average over previous generation Intel Xeon processor-based servers across kind of a wide range of benchmarks that we run it through.
You're touching on, and I'm hearing words that I hear from a lot of IT folks. They're looking for lower power devices, lower energy consumption, but more powerful, right? And doing more for them in their data centers. Let me ask you this question. In terms of these new Intel Xeon E5s, we can go back through the history of technology announcements, and some announcements are bigger than others. Where do you see this ranking in terms of importance for ultimately data center managers and folks out there?
What might be interesting with this particular product and the timing of the product is globally we're kind of coming out of an environment where IT budgets were constrained, things were tough, and we're looking at a point where IT managers are scratching their heads and thinking about how they can start kind of building their infrastructure back up. And this is timed nicely from that perspective, where it brings a lot of key features that people have been looking for, but we're maybe holding off on implementing, given the right timing with respect to budgets and so on. You touched on energy efficiency. You can get up to 40% better energy efficiency versus previous generation products with this platform. That really allows you to get more value out of every watt by optimizing performance versus energy consumption, not just for individual servers, but also for racks, rows, and entire data centers. Another feature that IT managers really think about that's kind of front and center to what they do is security. And this particular platform, James, offers new security and virtualization features that help you modernize your data center. And with these new products, you can really protect your business that much more effectively using these new Intel security technologies that help you improve things like workload isolation, security policy enforcement, and data encryption.
Let me do this. I want to switch on over to Mike here and ask you this, Mike. In terms of the announcements from Intel, the innovations that they're bringing to the marketplace. What's that going to mean from a Cisco perspective, and what are Cisco customers going to be able to expect as a result?
Thanks, James. It's actually a great time for everyone out there to take advantage of this new technology from Intel. Everyone ultimately wants to get the most performance out of their servers, which maximizes the return on their IT investment. And it makes sense from time to time to refresh older servers with newer, faster servers. And today, that means Cisco Unified Computing System servers, offered in both traditional rack and bladed form factors. As most people know, Cisco is a leader in networking products, but we're also now a leader in x86 servers, thanks to our advanced networking and management, as well as ongoing world record performance. Today, we have 31% of the blade market in North America and 21% of the blade market worldwide, which is a pretty dramatic start. We entered this business in 2009, and in just 4 short years, we're taking significant market share from the competition, and there's reason for that. And we expect that growth to continue. So right now, with the announcement of these new Xeon E5 2600 V2 processors running inside Cisco servers, we've already set 6 world records for server performance. If your interest is raw spec marks or VM marks or TPCC, we have the best 2-socket performance today. And if you want to maximize that return on your investment in your IT's infrastructure's most critical component, your servers, you should really look at refreshing and upgrading your server infrastructure onto Cisco today.
I hear you. And hey, 6 world records, not too bad out there. Let me do this for folks that are listening, for IT departments that are interested in learning more kind of about some of these benefits of the Cisco UCS servers, doing a big server refresh. What are some kind of next steps, first steps? How does someone get going on that road towards that project?
You know, looking at creating a more efficient IT infrastructure is very vital to any organization. And as I mentioned, with Cisco UCS servers, you can, you know, dramatically reduce the number of devices your organization must purchase, deploy, and maintain, both on the server side and on the network and management side. So really, the recommendation we're making today is that you go out and engage with PC Connection and explore how you can improve performance and literally drive costs out of your data center by refreshing your current servers with Cisco UCS powered by the latest technology from Intel.
Hey, Sajid, Mike, appreciate you both joining us today, walking us through the new updates and the benefits of Cisco UCS servers that, of course, feature those Intel Xeon E5 processors. If you are considering a server refresh, and I do want you to consider this, while the initial deployment does add cost to your IT budget, a server refresh is going to lower maintenance and support costs, not to mention adding productivity, energy efficiency, and security benefits, all things we looked at here. By looking beyond the short-term cost of implementing new servers, it is possible to see the long-term savings that new, more powerful servers offer. If you are interested in learning more about Intel and Cisco servers and how PC Connections services can help you with your next server refresh and deployment, we invite you to visit pcconnection.com/services, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to send an email, you can do so as well. connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hillier. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.